music radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educated, they fabricate. And we sit back till
it's
the Radio Avenger.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Good evening, everyone, on this midweek program, Uncensored, Radio Free America. And we are privileged to have with us in this first hour, we are going to have Bob Chapman, international forecaster. As you know, Bob does his own radio program. He has his newsletter online, hard copy. He has all kinds of ways of getting the word out about what is happening on the national and international scene. And so let me welcome him to the program. Bob Chapman, welcome back.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm very happy to be here.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you back. You always have something to update us on and something new to report. And, well, this is the night after Pinocchio addressed the nation. And he addressed a bunch of other Pinocchios in the Senate and the House, Bob. And as you know, it's a matter of wasting a lot of time and precious time saying nothing and engaging in rhetorical Vaseline. Usually that's the case. However, I'm sure that you picked up on some of the things that Mr. Bush's administration is proposing for the next year or two, and some of the things that he has been proposing, of course, have to do with socializing the economy even further. So I'll let you begin by giving you the opportunity to give me your basic synopsis of what took place last night in the State of the Union address.
Well, he looked well sedated. He continued to lick his lips.
Uh-huh.
He was very somber. So they must have gave him some real good drugs.
Well, he's been on them for some time now.
Able to function.
Uh-huh. Yep.
The medical plan, which we reported in the forecast, which you probably read,
mm-hmm.
is just like musical chairs.
Yep.
They want to tax one group of people who happen to want the best medical care so that those who either can't afford it or won't afford it to be able to get medical care as well. And, of course, that's not where the problems lie. Social Security, they always bring that out because they want Social Security privatized so that Wall Street can get ever richer than it is already. And the other, I think, important point was we can't leave Iraq because we just can't leave it that way, because if we do and we're a failure,
mm-hmm.
Then the whole world will come in on us.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that is not a proper assessment.
No.
And asking for one more asking for one more chance is ridiculous after they have made year after year such a terrible mess out of things.
Well, that's it. You know, and how many times has he asked for another chance, and has he asked the American people to believe him after he admittedly went into Iraq on based on lies and deceptions and untruths, and those lies were largely created by his very administration. So we'll be back and after the first break to talk about more of this with Bob Chapman, our guest, tell you how to get on his receiving end, and we'll take calls too. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Get on the line, 800-313-9443.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
497-0274. Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Back with our guest, Bob Chapman, international forecaster. And, yeah, Bob, the foreign policy front is very ominous indeed. And as you know, the Democrats went through their rhetorical thing today on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, which, of course, passed the resolution which calls for increase in U.S. troops to be not in the national interest. No kidding. No kidding, gentlemen. They're playing the loyal opposition right now. But as you know, the Democrats have jumped aboard Mr. Bush's push for the 9/11 recommendations, many of which are totally and completely innocuous, but others that are far more dangerous to our constitutional system of law. So the Democrats have already proven in the first few days of this session that they are just as bad as the Republicans and George Bush, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I think that that is the way it's proving itself out to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's in some ways surprising because this is, you know, what the American people wanted to happen. They are against the war. They want our troops taken out of the theater of operations over there. And the Democrats are not responding. They think by playing politics, they're going to avoid the problem of answering and doing something about it. And if they continue to do that, a lot more incumbents will not return next time, both Democrat and Republican.
Well, one would hope that would be the case. I don't know how long we can continue to go along this road and hope, you know, for a change in the next session, but each successive session seems to bring about a closer step to the downfall of this empire, which we have become now, and how much longer it can be sustained, really, I don't know, but it cannot go on much longer, and we hear the news, we see the news about China and the satellite warfare now that we warned about, you talked about, I'm sure, years ago. Howard Phillips, myself, and others have been warning about it, and this is exactly what George Bush is working toward. He's building up Red China. He's building up the sworn enemy of these United States, and he's doing it with a straight face while he's talking about waging a war, you know, against Iran. I mean, there's no level, no depth of depravity that he will not stoop to, I'm afraid.
Well, I certainly agree with you, and I think there could be an event that could happen that could change all this, but you can't plan on that.
Mm-hmm.
This Scoot Olivi trial could be that event.
Mm.
It could be anything.
I'm not hanging my hat on it, though, Bob.
No, I'm not either, but and I agree with your comment, but I think what is even more important is that truly desperate people do desperate things. And George W. Bush is enmeshed in his own morass, his own trap. And I don't believe that he's mentally stable. And I think that there is a chance, a good chance, that he and Israel might strike out at Iran.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be catastrophic for the entire world.
Yes, indeed, indeed. And they certainly make no bones about it, at least the threats that they will do whatever it is they want to do. That's what these neocons have stated. And so far, this Congress has put up very, very little opposition, only rhetorical opposition. And as you know, Ted Kennedy has come out and threatened to quote, use the power of the purse with regard to this. And so far, that has not been received very enthusiastically, at least overtly, with regard to the war and the troop commitments and what is Mr. Bush's so-called surge in order to finally bring to a, quote, terminus the U.S. involvement in Iraq. We discussed this the last time. You and I know that the last thing George Bush and the neocons want is for us to really pull out of the Middle East entirely. That's not going to happen. They put us there. So with that in mind, and the impending buildup near Iran militarily by the United States, what can one assume, really? Can one assume that this is all for naught, that it's all rhetorical, that it's all just to intimidate Iran, or as Mr. Bush would claim, to warn Iran to stay out of, quote, the sovereign affairs of Iraq, of all things? What do you make of that, Bob?
Well, I don't think they're that much involved with the sovereign affairs of Iraq or the Shiites there. I think that's a misnomer. I saw a report from the British in southern Iraq over the last few days, and they've been scouting that area thoroughly for the last 2 months, and there's nothing going on. No, nobody's coming over the border with anything. And so that's a fact.
But we've been lied to again.
I believe that.
Yeah, I mean, we were told the same thing about Iraq. How many times, how many different ways did Iraq threaten the world?
Yeah, you're right.
And we went in, the American public cheered them on, the media said, go ahead, boys, do it, you know, Judith Miller and Matt Cooper and all of these, harbingers of the New World Order, they all told us how great it was. Now it's all backfired, but, you know, it was intended to fail. As I've said so often, it was intended to fail in the sense that, yeah, the out of failure comes the next phase of the plan of this New World Order. And I believe it involves the military expansion throughout the Middle East and eventually all the way to Saudi Arabia. Now, that's what I have read, and that's what I have seen, and I have no reason not to think that that is what they'd like to accomplish in the pretty near future, Bob. And you seem to believe
logical.
That, too. Yeah,
it's logical, too, because they want to control as much oil as they can. And they know we're headed toward a time. What that time frame is, we don't know for sure. But when oil is going and its products are going to get more in demand and more expensive. And so they want access. And
well, don't you know George Bush addressed our energy needs last night?
Yeah, ethanol.
Yeah, and hey, man, we've got you know, a plan to curtail the use of oil or to, dependence on foreign oil. And, of course, that's exactly what this administration's all about, foreign oil, foreign entanglements, interdependence. I mean, again, it's blowing hot air, and very few commentators see through it. But we know that we have more than an abundance of oil resources and reserves within our own borders and within our own shores and within our own states, Alaska as well, particularly Alaska. So we know that's a ruse. That's ridiculous to suggest that we have to find ways to reduce our dependence on foreign oil when we already know we were deliberately made interdependent upon them, but no good reason. And the environmentalist wackos and the rest of them in Congress who are more concerned about the tundra and more concerned about the spotted owl than they are about us staying warm, they're part of the major problem, you know? All clearly
before.
Well,
I think there's another facet you have to look at here with this ethanol thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that they're going to end up creating a corn monopoly.
Mm.
And that means that the biggies, who are the major elitist corporations, are going to be running everything, and the price is going to go higher, and they're going to make more money. And I think if it's of great interest that it's more efficient and less expensive to allow foreign producers of sugar send sugar into the United States just to be used in the creation of ethanol, which is far, far cheaper as well. Mm. And they're keeping that out so that local sugar producers, particularly in Florida, can charge outrageous prices. Mm. And when you look at that, you say to yourself, well, why is that happening? We can understand why the producers are saying, well, we don't want you to do that because some of it may come into the mainstream and ruin our prices. But on the other hand, I think the real answer lies in keeping the sugar out so they can monopolize the corn and take it up to $8 or $10 a bushel and stick it to the world.
That's an interesting point, yeah.
I didn't think about that until today. It occurred to me.
Sure. I mean, yeah. You remember what the wheat sales, the grain sales did in the 1980s with the Soviet Union. The impact they had on the economy here.
Right.
And we also saw the same with paper. As a matter of fact, you know, we saw the sale of the paper products and so forth have a tremendous effect on publishing and books. I remember one of the churches that I was attending saying, hey, you know, at this point in time, with the shipments and the sales of paper to the Soviet Union and others, we're going to see the cost of Bibles continue to rise, and that's not good for us. We saw that with the wheat, the grain, and the effect that had. But, you know, you raise another interesting point here. This is another parallel that, as you say, you didn't think of until today. But there
well,
is some
know,
good
I
news.
I think that paper thing happened in 75, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, around there. Yeah.
Yeah, because I can remember.
It was mid to late 70s into the 80s.
Yeah. Yeah, they create these man-made shortages
right.
in order to...
That's the point.
Just enrich themselves.
Yep. Well, we have some good news, at least, and that is that, as you know, the anti-NAFTA superhighway and now resolution, the North American Union, sponsored originally by Representative Virgil Goode, was introduced, as you know, just the other day. The resolution has six co-sponsors now, and the purpose of this HCR 40 is to express the sense of Congress the U.S. should not engage in the construction of this NAFTA superhighway. So that's one thing. And then, on top of that, there is legislation to pardon the jailed border agents, and we'll talk about that as the program continues. All right, Bob is with us tonight, and we will be back with him and your calls. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Jump aboard quickly. 800-313-9443. Be right back.
This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
All right, Radio Avenger back with Bob Chapman, the international forecaster, and I want to go right to the phones right now. And Bob, you can tell us in the next segment how people can take advantage of your services, but let's start with Ernie in Virginia. Hello, Ernie.
Hello, Rick, and hello, Bob.
Good evening.
I'm in travel status this evening, and I missed your international midweekly today, but I do recall the last two Saturday publications, and Saturday before last, you made mention in your international forecaster about a new hydrocarbon law that Baghdad is set to approve that will essentially turn over the country, the Iraq's vast oil reserves to the U.S. and British conglomerates. Do you have a more current status on that?
It's interesting that you ask because it's still in process. The commentary is that the big issues have been solved in the future of Iraq's oil. And it's the small things that have to be worked out among the three different groups. And they seem to think that they can work them out. What I'm really interested in is who gets the operating contracts, who pays the expenses, and what's the bottom line for the American and the British oil companies. You know, this is one of the reasons about what Iraq was all about. And they are not going to leave Iraq until they have that nailed down, and they will never leave as long as they have it nailed down, because they'll say that we always have to have some kind of a force here to protect American and British oil investments. But I would think that that all should be ironed out by next week or the week after.
Right, but Bob, if we're in the so-called war on terror and we have these open borders, and Vice President Cheney has talked about 40 years of perpetual war in this fight against terrorism, and we have built these military bases there, and there is some premise that they're going to be there indefinitely, and we're going to, and at the same time, our civil liberties will be suspended, and we'll, as we move forward, and as you reported in your last Saturday's International Weekly, those American prosecutors who go after waste, fraud, and abuse and hold the congressmen who are corrupt accountable are losing their jobs. And, for example, you reported on a prosecutor in California, Ms. Lamb, who was responsible for the prosecution of Congressman Cunningham. She has lost her job. So we're in a situation, from my viewpoint, where things are getting much worse. Our mainstream media is a lackey for this whole operation.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's holding anyone accountable. And if they do in government, then they find themselves out of a job. You also reported in your last International Weekly about anyone there is some rumor afoot that if you speak out against the war, that they will use a military tribunal. This is based on memory, Bob, but could you elaborate on what that rumor is about the danger of citizens talking against the war? Have you heard anything more about that?
Well, that's what the president would like to do, and whether he can legally do that remains to be seen. Switching back to Ms. Lamb, the excuse for getting rid of her was that she wasn't apprehending people with guns and she wasn't interested enough in pursuing the illegal alien crossings on the border. And we know darn right well that neither Congress nor the executive branch cares how many people come across the border. But even more important in that scheme is the cashiering of the and there were 11 who have been thrown out of their jobs so far, and I understand there's another 30 behind them. I don't know what the title is, but they're with the Justice Department in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Carol Lamb's equal number up there, and what he was pursuing was the 800 or so corporate offices who had backdated options. Now, backdating options is fraud, and heretofore, and the people who have been pursued for backdating options, they've been fined and they have to pay back the extra money that they made by doing what they shouldn't have done. And this prosecutor wanted to take them all to trial, including Steve Jobs of Apple Computer.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was thrown out of his job because they don't want that to happen. They just want to fine them, get some money back, and sweep it under the rug. When these people are simply common criminals, and they're far worse than people who are in our penitentiaries because they think they got it coming to them, and they're making hundreds of millions of dollars a year already.
Indeed, indeed. That is the case. We have a break coming right up now. Thank you, Ernie, from Virginia, for your great call. All right, we've got a lot of people from Virginia on the lines tonight. They're in Florida and Arizona. We'll be right back with you. Our guest, Bob Chapman, the international forecaster. I'm Rick Adams, 1-800-313-9443. Be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on, right on base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
And I just want to remind our listeners again, one way to help support us here at RBN and this program particularly is by taking advantage of this offer this week with Dr. Kasim Khalil. He was on with us last Friday, and you remember we talked about the issue of 9/11 and the Mohammedan world and what is actually behind the so-called 9/11 terror attacks. His book, Wrongly Blamed, New Information on the Real Truth About 9/11, the London Bombings, and More. For your own protection, you have to have this book. You have to know who the real terrorists are. He documents it. It's simple to read, and it's a very good primer on 9/11. You can buy that book, or you can buy The Words of Muhammad by Dr. K, and you can also buy The Arabian Connection, A Conspiracy Against Humanity. Well, all three of these books are available. Just $19.95 for each book, plus shipping and handling. Or if you buy two of these books, you get two additional free books, and you can have your choice. We recommend you take an additional copy of Wrongly Blamed, The Story of 9/11. All right, all you have to do is call. Leave your name, address, your phone number, whatever information, and Dr. K will get right back to you as soon as he can and process your order. Call 866 618 866-618-2503. 866-618-2503. Do it as fast as you can. All right. More calls for you, Bob, but let me ask you, how do people take advantage of your wealth of knowledge, and how do they get on your mailing list? How do they get your information, get to listen to you, and so forth?
Well, first of all, the publication comes out by email mm-hmm. on Wednesdays and Saturdays, and by hard copy twice a month. And it's about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a free introductory copy of either by calling toll-free 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. If you'd like to visit our site, that address is theinternationalforecaster.com. The International, forecaster.com. And on that site, we have an up-to-date listing of what programs I'm going to be on, and
mm-hmm.
I do usually 10 or 12 a week. So,
and you still have your own radio broadcast. You still have your own program, right? Your own broadcast? No?
No. I just go on with other people.
Okay, because I know you have had one in the past, haven't you?
Well, there's some people I've been on with 2 or 3 years, and some I've been on with 8 or 10 years.
Right, exactly. You get around.
Some of them I'm on once a month, and
right.
Some of them I'm on 2 or 3 times a week, or once
mm-hmm.
a week, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and you're here quite often as well. All right, let's take some more calls. Let's see, we've got Leslie in Virginia now. Hello, Leslie.
Yes, Mr. Chapman, I want to thank you for your contributions of speaking the unvarnished truth on and giving the economic and political analysis that you do. I can't thank you enough. Lou Dobbs tonight reported that Congressman McCall, I don't know if you're familiar with him,
mm-hmm.
He was told by the Justice Department he needed a FOIA for the two border agents that are being detained, as you know. Ramos, and how do you pronounce the other guy's name? Comadon? And the point being, he was told 3 months ago he would have it in 2 weeks, and now they just alerted him that since they have a new Congress, that he would have to go with the FOIA. Can you imagine, Mr. Chapman, that we have a congressman who is supposed to be providing oversight for the Justice Department, and he can't get the information? It's just unbelievable.
It is unbelievable, and it's going to continue because they're arrogant, they don't care, and they're headed to a dictatorial government, and this is what they want. And there's a great chance of that between now and the next election, particularly if there's conflict in Iran and anywhere else in the Middle East, or even in Somalia for that matter, because we've attacked them there 3 times on behalf of the warlords who we were fighting the last time around.
Well, the president made it very clear what he thought of us when he said that he was going to address the immigration issue by introducing a so-called guest workers program.
And mm-hmm.
It was a little hard to take because, as you know, Mr. Chapman, he signed the SPP, which is the Security Prosperity Partnership, and anybody can go to the governmental website, spp.gov. Now, I call it the Shyster Poverty Program. For the middle class, because the SPP program that he signed off on April 23rd, 2005, would only apply for the so-called elitist of the 3% or 4% of this country. It wouldn't apply to the rest of us out here, and that's why I call it the Shyster Poverty Program. But I do think because of you and RBN and others out here, I do think we're making a difference, because when you see the Democrats raising the flag about they need to provide oversight, and I know this whole thing is a joke, but they're concerned about the so-called military expenditures or sole source contracts with Halliburton and others,
mm-hmm.
and the congressman of Arkansas is leading the charge and others. Do you think that could have a spillover effect to the other agencies and hopefully – we can go after this North American Union that our president illegally signed?
Well, I think that that we're making a lot of headway in terminating what the Council on Foreign Relations would like to be in North American Union and the Amero. I know that there are those who say that they have seen a printed Amero, and you know, I don't know how true that is, and maybe they are printed, but I don't see them coming into usage very quickly. And so I think we are making good strides in exposing the North American Union and stopping the highway, which they intend to very shortly start building. I think Ron Paul is going to help along those lines a great deal as well in his running for the presidency, because he will make a major issue out of it, particularly in the case that he is from Texas, and a lot of the land being taken by eminent domain is in Texas, and it's of great interest to him locally.
Well, I certainly endorse Ron Paul to be president of this country. He would be an excellent, excellent candidate. And I think if more people would call 202-224-3121, that's the main switchboard, and ask for the White House's phone number and voice your displeasure of the North American Union and the guest worker program. And, you know, there's a whole list of...
Yeah, they're hoping to spring that on us this year and finally pass that so-called comprehensive immigration reform bill, which indeed makes law, you know, illegal what criminals do. And Bush is proud of that. He's made that his one of his number one domestic issues, is to get this rammed right through this Congress. And, hey, that's one issue both parties can supposedly agree on. Isn't that nice of them, huh?
Exactly, Rick. And this is my fear, is that we're being ramrodded with this rhetoric, and nobody is holding these politicians accountable. And that's why it's very, very important that people call 202-224-3121 and voice their displeasure and, of course, support RBN and Mr. Chapman's
his website and his work. Yep.
Absolutely.
All
because
right.
Mr. Chapman, I heard you a couple weeks ago speak of a case where there was a little crook following your advice, and where he's able now to be able, the money that he made, he was so shocked and surprised, now he's able to go to college. And you can further elaborate, and I'll get off the phone, but I want to thank you, Mr. Chapman, for giving opportunities for the little guy.
All right, Leslie. Good call. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bob, before you do that, I also want to mention there is a bill by Representative Duncan Hunter of California, and it's been introduced that would pardon the two Border Patrol agents, Ramos and I believe it's Compeon. They've been sentenced to 11 and 12 years, respectively. The bill is H.R. 563, H.R. 563 in the House, and it's entitled A Congressional Pardon for Border Patrol Agents Ramos and Compeon Act. And it was introduced January 18th, has 75 co-sponsors now, and the bill has been sent to the House Committees on Judiciary and Homeland Security, and will remain there unless enough support is generated to bring it to a congressional vote. So remember that, H.R. 563. All right, Bob, before we take another call, you wanted to comment on what Leslie just brought up about your helping in the area of economic
advice. Well, I deliberately kept the price of the publication way down and compared to what it should be selling for, for that reason.
Yep.
And I usually, when people, you know, ask for help, if I can email them, I do, but more often than not, I'll call them. And that is a true story. I didn't know it at the time, but I knew it after the subscriber wrote to me. And it's very edifying to know that the things that you are doing are helping other people, particularly people who wouldn't normally get help.
That's
it's
right.
Easy for the wealthy or even the middle class to get
people
good
of little
professional
means.
Help. But for the little guy, it isn't. And I remember what it used to be a little guy. And
I worked very hard
all the way up, and nothing was handed to me, and that's my way of giving some back.
Well, God bless you for that. You certainly have done yeoman work in that regard. Let's take another call. Another Virginian, Roy from Virginia. Hello, you're on with Bob Chapman.
Hi. First of all, we need to restore habeas corpus. Okay? The Military Commissions Act.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come on. The Democrats talked about their 100 hours.
Yeah.
That was complete propaganda. I mean...
Of course.
So, where I'm trying to go with this is, and your guest, he predicts things, and so according to these neocons, the war in Iran is inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's been so obvious that, you know, with the carriers in the region, you know, being deployed, I think there's three or four of them there now, and this most recent appointee, who is, forgive me, I forget his name, but I looked him up, and he was a naval officer before he was appointed.
Mm-hmm.
You know who I'm referring to?
I believe I know who you're referring to. Do you know who he's referring to, Bob? You're speaking about the new general?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a crook. Who cares what his name is?
Well, I mean, he's one of the hardliners, and you know what this administration is doing is bringing all of the hardliners in. He's eliminating any opportunity for those who might want to listen to the American public to be eliminated from the administration, from the Pentagon. This Pentagon is really, really a terrible Pentagon right now with him. And Rumsfeld left. We've got Gates, whom we talked about the last time, who is even worse, if you can imagine, than Rumsfeld as Secretary of Defense. His background is something that I need to get into some night, believe me. But I understand your point, Roy, and the point is definitely that all of this has gone on. The American people have been put to sleep, and here we have the Military Commissions Act. We have Patriot Act 2 and 3 and whatever else down the line. We have the repeal, essentially, and for all intents and purposes, of habeas corpus. George Bush has these signing statements. He says he's the executive, therefore he makes war. He makes the decisions. And basically, this is all a show. When he reaches out to Congress, the American people are being entertained by another lie. That's all it comes down to, Roy.
So we're going to war in Iran, inevitably, according to them. And
yes, absolutely.
You know, I really hope not, although it might happen, and I think we're getting ready for it. And I'm not too convinced that we're not already in war with Iran
mm-hmm.
as we speak.
Right.
Okay? I might have been hearing things, but I was at a post office, and, you know, this is completely speculation, but I heard a lady asked to send a care package overseas.
Uh-huh.
And she said to the post office employee, to Iran. And I said, what? You know, and I kind of was overhearing her conversation, and the guy says, oh, you mean Iraq? And she says, no, Iran.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't know what that was all about. It's speculation on my behalf to, you know, maybe she didn't know what she was talking about. But I'm not convinced we're not already over there, because it's been so inevitable that we're going there. You know, before we were in Vietnam, we were in Cambodia. Okay? And, you know, this is all leading up to this. But I'll stop rambling. And my last point is, with the Nancy Pelosi becoming the first woman, Madam Speaker.
Mm-hmm. The Madame, yes, the Madame.
Right. I prescribe mm-hmm. to the thought that there is a conspiracy as far as the Clintons are concerned. And Phil Clinton mentioned Professor Quigley. I don't know if you're familiar with that. Who is an author mm-hmm. on the subject of the Knights of the Round Table and mm-hmm. funding different sides of the war. And, you know, he was a major influence, according to Bill Clinton. So my final point is, I think this is part of the conditioning to try to bring us to a woman president with Hillary in 08. And I wonder if your guest shares the same.
All right. Predict. Okay, Roy. Thanks for your call. Bob?
Yeah, I agree. I agree with the conditioning concept. And some other things. First of all, in 1959, we were already in motion to have warfare in Southeast Asia. And how I know that is I was working for the government and counterintelligence at the time, mm-hmm. so I knew all about what they were going to do. And by 1960, it was very, very obvious. And we already have economic sanctions against Iran, particularly in the form of banking and the use of the U.S. dollar. They, mm-hmm. they forced Iran to switch from the dollar to other currencies.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right.
Just to sure. bring heat upon them.
Yep.
And we also have different types of special forces already operating in Iran and have had them there for some time, as had Israel.
No doubt about it. They're already being invaded. Their airspace is being violated. We are waging a war that, again, is unconstitutional. We'll be right back. Bob Chapman, our guest, will take some more calls. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned for more.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Okay, we're back and not too much time, so I'm going to take another quick call here. Don in Florida is on with our guest. Hello, Don.
Hello, how you doing?
All right.
Thank you for your time. To answer your last caller's question is, the president don't ask for a 92,000-man call-up.
Mm-hmm.
Double the oil reserves and a civilian reserve corps to plant corn. And did anybody catch Cheney's ventriloquist act last night when he drank at the same time as Bush?
Well, I slept through it. I was preparing to rest before the program, so I didn't see any of it. But what
usually
happened?
I don't catch things like that, but it was just so blatant. President Bush reached for his glass of water, and Cheney jumped to grab his and took it to his mouth exactly the same time.
Are you insinuating, Don?
The ventriloquist? I don't know. Has anybody seen him?
You mean a little puppeteering there?
Huh? Has anybody seen him drink and both talk at the same time?
That's a good question. All right, Bob Chapman, did you actually sit down and watch it, Bob? You have to, right?
No, but I did read Greg Palast, and he says his children counted Bush licking his lips 124 times, and every time he licked them, he lied.
Yeah, well, that's how you know when he's lying, when he moves his lips.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right,
Don, another question or a comment?
No, that's all I have.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Mark in Wisconsin. Hello, Mark, you're on the program.
Hello, gentlemen, how are you?
All right, we're doing.
Yeah, I wanted you to play devil's advocate here, Bob. I'm thinking about the tax protesters right now and how they're all linked up. There's many Hollywood people involved, and I know you've got a history of counterintelligence. Doesn't this look like this could be a government thing going on down there?
Geez, I really don't know, and I don't know much about what they are doing. I don't live in California anymore, and so I'm not close to that.
Okay, I was talking about the thing going on in Connecticut with the tax protests and the guy being all locked up in his house.
Well,
and
that's in New Hampshire.
Oh, right. I think that's
Ed Brown. We had them on all last night. Yes, we're still monitoring it.
Right. And I checked into a lot of those names involved, the people you had on the show there, Rick, and they're all linked up with Hollywood in a very big way.
Well, you Aaron Russo's movie, essentially.
Right.
Yeah, but what Hollywood link other than that do they have?
The Wolfgang guy, he's in California, and he's linked up with all sorts of music bands and Hollywood people down there.
Yeah.
I lost my notes. I don't have them here right now. But it seems to me like the government would be looking for people to stick their head above the parapet, and this might be the thing to, you know, draw out the patriots right now.
Well, you know, but we hear that so often, and, you know, quite frankly, they know who you are. They know who I am. They know who we are, basically. They don't need to draw out people anymore. What they need to do is pen them in. And what they want is to create these huge holding camps where they can put people when all order breaks down. That's all they're waiting for now. They're just waiting to make the move, in my opinion. Bob, you have a different take on it?
I agree with you completely.
Yeah.
And that's why a number of people who are in my position have left the country and operate from outside the country, because they know they're marked, and they start collecting people, they're going to be among the first.
Absolutely.
Can't they collect them from other countries, though, too? I mean, it's a little bit
more difficult. They got to go find you.
Yeah, it seems like the long arm of the international bankers will reach into any country, though.
Yeah, but usually you'll have an inkling of what they're doing, and you can go deeper undercover.
Right here in America is where the action is. This is this is the host country for the whole New World Order right now, and this is where they're going to, I think, exact their vengeance and their power on Americans, because we are the only ones, basically, that can bring down the New World Order, Mark.
Right. We're fighting back.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
That's what I've
always... you may not think we are. The public may not be. But there's a lot of people who are fighting back in America.
And they're doing a good job. Amen. All right, Mark, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Bob Chapman, you have to run. And, again, your number to get on is 800-375-4188, right?
Yeah, and we'll send you a report.
Amen. All right, and I'll give you a web address when I come back. Thanks, Bob. We'll do it again soon. Good
All
night
right,
now.
Bye-bye.
All right. We'll be right back.
The Bill of Rights protects every American.